Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome to St. James. We're here tonight to celebrate the beginning of Lent, Ash Wednesday. We've had several masses today with the students as well as this morning in the rectory. So hopefully you've had an opportunity to visit us today at some point. If not, we welcome you here tonight. As we begin the season of Lent here at St. James, we invite all of you to remember that God is with us on our journey through this 40 days, and we encourage you to visit us on our website to find out all of the Lenten activities and events that are happening in the season here at St. James. So visit us at www.stjameswabash.org. We'll begin tonight's celebration with God of Creation.
Most holy, comforter blessed, be the fire that consumes us and our heart's welcome guest. Form us, renew us, call us by name, raise us up from the ashes and create us again.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
I always like to think of this Lenten season as from ashes to Easter. So we begin with the reality of the death that is stalking us, and we're going to be led to life during these days. So let's place ourselves in God's presence and ask that this season will be a time of grace, a time of renewal, when we can remember God's goodness to us as we strive to respond to God's grace in our life. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your heavenly Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Then let us pray that this holy season of Lent will be a time of grace, a time of renewal. Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up the battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with the weapons of self-restraint. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is God, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. Perhaps God will again relent and leave behind a blessing, offerings and libations for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of your God, weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach with the nations ruling over us. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Thus the Lord was stirred to concern for the land and took pity on the people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Have mercy, have mercy. Reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Working together then, we appeal you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The word of the Lord.
Our reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. When you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
One of my favorite authors is a science fiction writer, Ursula Le Guin. And she tells this story one time of a traveler who comes to a planet where they can actually predict the future. And this visitor, though, is very puzzled because the people of the planet don't seem to think it's a very big deal. So he questions the practitioner of this ability. Why not make this such an experience that everyone would want to come and join in finding out about the future? And the practitioner answered, "We developed this technique in order to demonstrate the futility of asking the wrong question." He goes on to say, "Let me ask you this. What is the one sure, certain thing that I can say about your future and mine?" And the visitor answered, "That we both shall die." And the practitioner said, "Yes. The one question that's worth asking, we already know the answer for. The only thing that makes life worthwhile is absolute, complete unpredictability, not knowing what's going to happen next." Of course, we begin this Lenten season with a reminder that death is in front of us. "Remember that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return." Those words of God to Adam are spoken to every human being since then. And yet, as we enter into this season, I'm reminded of another time when there was a pandemic, a much more significant pandemic, a much worse pandemic than the one we're going through in the 14th century. Because what happened at that time was that a devotion grew up that was called the memento mori, the reflection on death. And this was a very important devotion because in the midst of so much death, it helped people to understand that death is not just something that happens to us, but death is in fact a choice that we have to make to enter into this experience that God has in store for us. And that's why I think that these traditional Lenten practices are really memento moris. They're ways of reflecting on death. When we think about those practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, what we're really doing is saying, well, what does it really mean to be a mortal being? To be someone who's limited, to be aware of our finitude. When we pray, what we are ultimately doing is saying that my plans, my will, my power fails. Death comes. And am I going to be willing to trust in the plan of God for me? When we're fasting, we're saying that we try to satisfy ourselves, but we can't satisfy ourselves because death, like a hungry bear, is going to come after us. And when we give alms, what we're doing is saying that the one thing that we bring with us when we go through the passage to death is our relationships. We give alms to build those relationships, to build those human connections which matter in the eyes of God. So this Lenten season is, I think, for us a good opportunity to memento mori, to think about where God is taking us. Maybe a story. There was a famous rabbi who was sought after by many students. And one student came from far away and traveled to get to visit this rabbi. But he was very shocked when he entered into the rabbi's room and he found it completely empty. The rabbi was just standing in this void. And so the student burst out and said to the rabbi, "Rabbi, where is your furniture?" And the rabbi answered him and said, "Where is yours?" And the student said, "Well, I'm just passing through." And the rabbi said, "Well, so am I. We're just passing through on our way to God." That's the story of Lent. Amen. We now have an opportunity to bless our ashes and to be reminded of the presence and the action of God during this holy season. So, church, let us humbly ask God, our Father, that God be pleased to bless with the abundance of divine grace these ashes which we put on our heads in penitence. God, you are moved by acts of humility and respond with forgiveness to works of penance. Lend your merciful ear to our prayers, and in your kindness pour out the grace of your blessing upon these ashes and upon your servants who are marked with them, that as we follow the Lenten observance, we may become worthy to come with minds made pure to celebrate the paschal mystery of your Son, through Christ our Lord. Amen. So now we approach the altar to receive our ashes.
And the altar and weep and cry out.
not close the mouths of those who sing your praise, O Lord.
Let us turn to the Lord then in confidence and present our prayers and petitions.
For God's holy church, as we strive to carry forward Jesus' mission through prayer, fasting, and giving alms, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That a spirit of reconciliation might flourish throughout the world, among nations and societies, among families and neighbors, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who fast out of necessity and not by choice, that they may be aided through our efforts to eliminate hunger and malnutrition across the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For victims of abuse, that they might know healing and recovery through our efforts to bring God's care and compassion to those in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we might take to heart the words we heard today and turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of St. James, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord. And for the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. So let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all the Holy Church.
As we solemnly offer the annual sacrifice at the beginning of Lent, we entreat you, O Lord, that through works of penance and charity, we may turn away from harmful pleasures and cleansed from sin, may become worthy to celebrate devoutly the passion of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly right. It is truly just. It is our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you in your kindness. So we glorify you with countless angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim.
Thank you. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Lord God of hosts.
Lord God of hosts.
Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth.
Are full of your glory.
Full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes
in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord. You are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Holy Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you."
Amen.
In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread,
when we eat this bread,
and drink this cup,
and drink this cup,
we proclaim your death,
we proclaim your death,
O Lord,
O Lord,
until you come again,
until you come again,
until you come again,
until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of blessing, giving thanks. You have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, and all those who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostles, Saint James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
We give each other the wave of peace, the wave of peace. Wave of peace. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Waited for your coming.
Let us pray. May the sacrament we have received sustain us, O Lord, that our Lenten fast may be pleasing to you and be for us a healing remedy through Christ our Lord. Amen. During Lent, Fridays of Lent, we'll have stations, virtual stations every week at 6:30. So you can look on the website and get the link and join with us in that endeavor. Then in March, I'm going to lead a little Bible study on the crucifixion. What does the Bible say about the crucified Christ, and why is that the heart of our faith? So some Lenten practices we can do. So let's bow our heads and pray God's blessing. Pour out a spirit of compunction, O Lord, on those who bow before your majesty, and by your mercy may we merit the rewards you promise to those who do penance, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us go in peace and live the gospel. Thanks be to God.
Broken for others, share until all.